KJAN Sports.
It's time now for a check of sports this morning here on KJAN. Good morning, I'm Chris Parks with KJAN Sports. It's being brought to you by Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic, where their purpose is to encourage savings, offer members low-cost loans, and provide other financial services.
The Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic is a community credit union offering you great services. I'm Jeff Nelson. Whether you're looking for a place to save your money or invest in a new home, car, or something else, visit with the staff of the Nishna Valley Credit Union. The Nishna Valley Credit Union is committed to making available financial products and services that will enable you to meet your financial needs and reach your financial goals. And now, if you live in one of 18 Southwest Iowa counties, you are eligible to join. Best of all, the Nishna Valley Credit Union offers the convenience of two full-service locations, Atlantic and Creston.
And take a look at the latest sports this morning here for you on KJN, starting off with the 2012 Hawkeye 10 All-Conference teams that were announced for baseball yesterday here in the area. And the pitchers that were named to the first team were Chris Halber of Kemper Catholic. He was a unanimous selection, along with Alec Forbes of Glenwood and David Radigan of Harlan. They're all juniors. Also, catchers on the team were senior Zach Osborne of Harlan and Austin Simmons of Lewis Central, the freshman. Infielders included unanimous selection Brady Teese of Denison, who is a senior. Also, senior Ben Brunk of Harlan, Carter Ludwig of Kemper Catholic, a junior, and Eric Scott of Lewis Central, a senior. Outfielders on the team, a couple of unanimous choices, Logan Nolting of Kemper Catholic, the junior, and Blake Esbeck of Atlantic, the senior. Also, Mitch Bowden of Glenwood was a junior selected as an outfielder to the first team as well. And utility players on the first team included Ben Landers of Creston, the senior, senior Gunnar Bloom of Atlantic, and also senior Austin Eller of Denison. Also, second team honors went to pitchers Josh Brunk of Harlan, the senior, junior Dakota Woods of Clarinda, and sophomore Corey Bertini of Glenwood. Also, catchers as the junior Zach Powers of Creston, also junior Cray Lucard of Atlantic. Infielders included Robert Lyons, a junior from Denison, Jake Degas, the junior from Harlan, also a senior David Hicks of Kemper Catholic, and also senior Ethan George of Lewis Central. Outfielders on the second team, Nick Linen, the junior from Red Oak, Tyler Jensen of Glenwood, the junior, Colby Hilgenberg of Kemper Catholic, a junior as well. And utility players included Nate Kramer of Lewis Central, the senior, Nathan Haley of Creston, the sophomore, and Grant Stivers, the senior from Glenwood. Also, 2012 Hawkeye 10 All-Conference honorable mentions went from Atlantic, Austin Conrad, the senior, and junior Chad Christensen. Also, from Clarinda, Jeremiah Haug and Logan Willem, both seniors. Also from Creston, Nicole Crawford, the sophomore, Brady Duma of Glenwood, the junior, Denny Kramer, the senior from Harlan, Tanner Johnson, the junior from Red Oak, and also from Shenandoah was Jackson Baker, the sophomore, and Zach McCoy, the junior. The final standings of the 2012 season in Hawkeye 10 play, Glenwood was the overall conference champion. They had a same conference record as Harlan at 15-3. Both of those squads, but overall Glenwood was 21-12, Harlan was 24-7. Atlantic finished 14-4 in conference play in third spot and 19-10 overall. Kemper Catholic was fourth at 11-7 in the conference and 24-11 overall. Those were followed by Lewis Central, Creston, Denison, Clarinda, Shenandoah, and Red Oak. Turning our attention to Major League Baseball, rookie sensation Anthony Rizzo and Darwin Barney hit three-run homers, and the Chicago Cubs routed the Pittsburgh Pirates 14-4 in their highest-scoring game of the season. Starlin Castro added a two-run shot and reached base four times as the Cubs won for the 11th time in their last 13 games at Wrigley Field. Rizzo's shot off of Eric Bedard keyed a nine-run fifth inning, Chicago's biggest burst of the year. On Sunday, his 10th inning homer beat St. Louis as well. Rizzo leads all NL rookies with a .330 average, 8 homers, and 20 RBI since being recalled from AAA Iowa on June 26th. Justin Germano gave up 2 runs over 5 innings for his first win since August 28th of 2007 when he beat Arizona while with San Diego. Jamie Carroll sacrificed fly in the ninth inning, scored Alexi Casilla, and the Minnesota Twins won their 4 straight, beating the White Sox 7-6 on Monday night. Denard Span had 2 hits and 2 spectacular catches in center field for the Twins, and Danny Valencia added 3 hits and 2 RBIs. The Major League trading deadline is 4 o'clock Eastern today, and several contenders are pulling the trigger on late-season acquisitions. The Atlanta Braves have boosted their rotation and added a right-handed bat to their bench by acquiring left-hander Paul Mahalem and outfielder Reed Johnson from the Chicago Cubs. Also, the L.A. Dodgers have bolstered their bullpen for a playoff run, acquiring former All-Star reliever Brandon League from the Seattle Mariners for two prospects. Pittsburgh picked up outfielder Travis Snyder from Toronto for pitcher Brad Lincoln, and Seattle also sent reliever Steve Delamar to Toronto for outfielder Eric Thames. Other scores from Major League Baseball yesterday, it was Baltimore over the Yankees 5-4. The Angels beat the Rangers 15-8. Boston beat up on Detroit 7-3. It was Oakland 4-3 over Tampa Bay in 15 innings of play. Seattle topped Toronto 4-1. National League play saw Atlanta beat Miami 8-2. San Diego over Cincinnati 11-5. Milwaukee beat Houston 8-7. Arizona 7-2 over the Dodgers. And the Mets were 8-7 winners over the San Francisco Giants in 10 innings of play. In PCL action here yesterday, it was New Orleans 5-3 over the iCubs. And Omaha defeated Oklahoma City 7-6. Today's contest, see Iowa at New Orleans for a 12:30 start time, and Omaha is at Oklahoma City at 8:05 tonight. I'll have more sports for you after this time out.
Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic is a community credit union offering you great services. Whether you're looking for a place to save your money or invest in a new home, car, or something else, visit with the staff of the Nishna Valley Credit Union. The Nishna Valley Credit Union is committed to making available financial products and services that will enable you to meet your financial needs and reach your financial goals. And now if you live in one of the 18 Southwest Iowa counties, you are eligible to join. Best of all, the Nishna Valley Credit Union offers the convenience of two full-service locations, Atlantic and Creston.
In other sporting news, the biggest crowd of the season will be on hand Saturday night at the Iowa Speedway when the NASCAR Nationwide Series makes its second stop of the season with the running of the U.S. Cellular 250.
Tickets are going very, very fast, so any listeners out there who want tickets, I would either log on to the website iowaspeedway.com or dial 866-RUSTY-GO and get information before the weekend. And one thing great about the website, too, it has information on the concert schedules and the lineups and all the other activities on and off the racetrack. So it's going to be a big weekend. The weather looks really good for us to run under the lights Friday and Saturday night. I know the fans have always supported the August race, and again, it looks like it will be yet another year of our largest race of the year.
That's Iowa Speedway CEO Doug Fritz. Fritz says they will try to accommodate as many fans as possible.
We've got some temporary seats actually under construction now. That tells you how good the demand is right now. But I'd recommend to make sure you don't get shut out. Again, is get those tickets in advance of the weekend. And, again, you can select. We've got various pricing still available, and that's the best way to do it. And I would do it now. It looks like the ticket sales are going to continue to be strong through already starting out the first part of this week. And so, again, I'd recommend tickets. If you're interested, get them now and come on out. It's going to be a lot of fun this weekend.
And Saturday night's race will be carried by ESPN2.
With a great exposure and the great job that ESPN does, it reaches all parts of the country and really gives an opportunity for us to promote Iowa and the businesses here and the culture here and talk about Iowa and Iowa Speedway. And, just a great opportunity to showcase us, this area for all over the country.
And the racing action will begin on Friday night with a NASCAR K&N Pro Series race. A pep band and more than 1,000 supporters turned out to cheer on Penn State players arriving for early morning workouts as fans try to rally around a program in flux following stiff NCAA sanctions tied to the Jerry Sandusky sex abuse scandal. Most attendees wore jerseys or other blue and white attire on Tuesday morning at the Rise and Rally event organized by two former players. Signs posted in the windows of the Lash football building, the same place where Sandusky abused some of his victims, included inspiration quotes from Winston Churchill, Thomas Paine, and Vince Lombardi. Penn State faces a four-year postseason ban and lost scholarships because of the scandal. It could cost the program current players, too. Star tailback Silas Red visited Southern California over the weekend. And news has broke as well that the first player has officially transferred from the Penn State program as well. American showcased their metal power in the Olympic pool on Monday night as Missy Franklin earned her first gold by winning the women's 100-meter backstroke. The 17-year-old won the race just 10 minutes after earning the eighth and final spot in the 200-meter freestyle final. Matt Grievers made it a backstroke sweep for the U.S., and he did it in Olympic record time. Nick Thoman made it a 1-2 U.S. finish. Rebecca Soni missed a gold medal in the women's 100-meter breaststroke by 0.08 of a second. The world champion had to settle for silver. On the other hand, world champion Ryan Lochte was shut out of the medals in the 200-meter freestyle, finishing a disappointing fourth. Today in London, American Nathan Adrian qualified fastest in the 100-meter freestyle preliminaries. He topped a tightly bunched field that included three ties, winning in 48.19 seconds. World champion James the Missile Magnuson of Australia advanced in fourth. The U.S. women's basketball team routed Angola 90-38 for its 35th straight Olympic triumph. Candace Parker's 14 points and 12 rebounds led the way. The Americans are looking for their fifth straight Olympic medal. Next up for the U.S. is Turkey, which improved to 2-0 in pool play with a 61-57 victory over the Czech Republic. The Americans also will face China and the Czech Republic in pool play. The U.S. beat the Czechs in the finals of the 2010 World Championships to qualify for the London Games. Today's Olympic tennis schedule at the All England Club includes the intriguing matchup Novak Djokovic and Andy Roddick. Djokovic is a tournament second seed while Roddick is unseeded, but they are playing on the grass surface where Roddick has made two runs to the Wimbledon final. And the Williams sisters stole the show on Monday. Venus and Serena posted singles victories before teaming up for a doubles win. Andy Roddick, John Isner, and Varvara Lepechenko helped the Americans to a 6-0 start in tennis play. The U.S. men's gymnastics team failed to win a medal in the team competition. The Americans were leading after qualifying, but fell to fifth place in the final standings. China won gold, followed by Japan and Great Britain. It was the first gymnastics medal for the British men in a century. Nick McCrory and David Budaya of the U.S. took the bronze medal in the men's 10-meter synchronized platform. It comes a day after Kelsey Bryan and Abby Johnston broke an American medal drought in diving that stretched back to the 2000 games in Sydney. The duo captured silver in the women's 10-meter synchronized springboard behind China. The 2008 Olympic hosts won Monday's men's event as well. Also, Misty May Traynor and Kerry Walsh, defending gold medal champions in women's beach volleyball, beat the team from the Czech Republic. It was the 16th consecutive Olympic victory for the two-time gold medalist. The U.S. women's volleyball team defeated Brazil 3-1 in an early round rematch at the Beijing Games final, won by the South Americans. China led all countries with 9 golds and is tied with the U.S. with 17 overall medals. The United States has 5 golds. Japan is third with 11 overall medals. And today's action will include women's gymnastics team gold medal final. And swimming, there are gold medal finals in the men's 200-meter butterfly featuring Michael Phelps, the men's 4x200-meter freestyle relay, women's 200-meter freestyle, and women's 200-meter individual medley. There's also the synchronized platform gold final in women's diving. That's a look at the latest sports here this hour here on KJN. Sports was brought to you by Nishna Valley Credit Union, located at 200 Maple Street in Atlantic. I'm Chris Parks, KJN Sports.